Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every Dot Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 16th, 17th, and 18th verses. And it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." The Storytelling Time program this week is the first story coming from chapter 4 of the book, Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The Fruition. The title of the chapter is Bermuda, the First Day and Night. And the title of the story is The Proposition. Before we start with our story, I would like you to consider the following tips for becoming an author. It comes from a previously recorded program. When someone talks to me about writing, and I tell people many times that I am an author, they let me know that it's very hard. And I don't know where they get their information from, but people just don't like to write. And they see writers as people who have done something that's almost impossible to do by at least the common person. But the fact of the matter is that it's not hard. But it does take work and it takes time. In my past career, I was a college professor. I worked for 30 years at a small liberal arts institution. And during that time, I had very little time to do anything other than my assigned duties, which included teaching and going to committee meetings and doing writing. Now, the writing that I did turned out to be beneficial to me as far as what I'm doing now, as far as being an author. But at that time, it was very difficult for me to do anything other than what I was assigned to do. And so I understand that if you don't have the time to write, that might be a good reason not to write, because it does require a great deal of time. But you can always insert the time that you need to do whatever it is that you want. You know, we tend to do what we want anyway. We tend to make time for it. And so if you're really interested in writing professionally, becoming an author, you can do it. It's not that difficult at all. And my purpose in these podcasts is to help you to do something, hopefully, that you're really interested in doing, and that is becoming an author. We'll take a break now, and we'll be right back. Welcome back. The cruise ship approached the port of Bermuda at about 6 o'clock in the morning. Because of all the last-minute packing late into the previous night, Wynn was the only member of Maggie's group who rose early to experience the cruise liner's entry into the harbor. After getting out of bed, he threw on something light and proceeded up to the top of the deck. Looking out over the ship's railing, Wynn said, "Phew, it sure is cool out here this morning." But he withstood the chilling temperatures and saw the first sight of land in 2 days. As they approached the island, Wynn was amazed at all the greenery of Bermuda. The cruise ship eventually arrived in the docking area. By that time, everyone in Maggie's group had arisen and was ready to deboard the vessel. They were met with long lines of people eager to have the Bermuda experience. The cruisers were led off the ship and taken to where they would wait for and retrieve their luggage. While standing in one of the lines with other cruisers, Maggie saw two other members of the group.
"Hey, Courtney. Hey, Gates. You guys are like us. I guess you worked hard to complete your packing up in preparation to leave the ship.
We did complete our packing, Maggie, but you're right. It was challenging getting all our things together. But we made it. We tried to prepare as much as possible prior to leaving the ship on the day before. But listen, Maggie, I've had so much fun on this vacation so far. I can't imagine it getting any better. But I know it will now that we're on the island.
Soon, all the members of Maggie's group would be together again, along with their luggage. Everyone looked forward to meeting Sandra's friend, Aaron, who would arrive to a waiting area to pick up the group members. Aaron would come in a large shuttle that would take everyone to her resort. While there, she would be their host for the next several days. Everyone anticipated an exciting vacation in Bermuda. After everybody had retrieved their luggage that was transferred from the vessel to a loading area, they stood together on the curbside waiting for Aaron to arrive. Aaron had described the vehicle they should look for earlier. They just stood there, listening to the birds chirping and enjoying the environment they were in. Maggie, who was now standing alone with Sandra, began to talk to her.
Sandra, I never imagined Bermuda being this beautiful. It reminds me of the time we went to Hawaii with John. It appears so beautiful here, just like it was in Hawaii. I miss that place even now, Sandra.
After a brief pause, Sandra noticed that Maggie had tears welling in her eyes. Sandra responded to Maggie's emotional state.
Oh, Maggie!
But Maggie quickly composed herself and continued the conversation after being observed by Sandra.
Sorry, Sandra. I still get a little emotional when I think about it. That is, how John and I first visited Hawaii and how it turned out when he confronted Fred. Yeah, I guess it was the best and the worst of times. But thinking of the better aspects of that trip, I was mesmerized by all the greenery there at the Village Hotel where we stayed so long ago. But I love where we are now. Just listen to those birds chirping. That's really nice. Well, the scene at that Hawaiian hotel, as nice as it was only a poor imitation of this. I mean, this is the real thing here in Bermuda. Look at those birds over there. Chirping, making music of their own. And I think those flamingos over there are just like the ones I saw at the hotel in Hawaii.
Maggie displayed a positive, though sometimes an emotional recollection of her time in Hawaii as they continued to wait for the shuttle. Everyone was so eager to see their host, Aaron. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. After Maggie and Sandra had rejoined the group, everyone waited for Aaron to arrive. Soon they saw the resort shuttle approaching, and their excitement was immediately enhanced. After the shuttle had arrived, everyone was ready to load their luggage and be taken to Aaron's resort, the Golden Retreat, for 4 days of fun. It was the same resort that Sandra had visited when she was in Bermuda for the first time, but because of some managerial decisions, the name was changed from the time Sandra was last there. Gates and Courtney were the first ones to board, and they took their seats directly behind the driver.
Hello, Aaron.
Hi, it's so nice seeing all of you.
Aaron responded to everyone. Other members also greeted Aaron as they boarded the shuttle. Then Aaron saw Sandra, the last one to board. for the first time since she was last in Bermuda. She said,
"Now there's my girl. How are you, Sandra? It's so good seeing you again."
"Hello, Aaron. It's nice seeing you again, too. I've thought about you so much since being back home in Detroit. And now I'm here again. I'm so excited."
Sandra excitedly expressed her greeting to Aaron. Soon the greetings would end, and everyone claimed their seats in the vehicle. All of them were ready to make the 10-mile ride from the Bermuda port to the resort. As they traveled the route from the boarding area of the dock to the resort, Sandra marveled at the ocean scene. You could hear the waves beating on the shore clearly from inside the vehicle. She couldn't help but remember what it was like the last time she was here, getting the help she desperately needed from Aaron to get her life back on track. Those ocean waves dominated the ambience as they continued their ride in the vehicle toward the resort. Soon they would arrive at the Golden Retreat Resort. Each member of Maggie's group had their luggage taken and situated in their rooms. After being in their lodging quarters for a little while, some members returned to the lobby. That's when Maggie rekindled Sandra's memory of all the positive things she told her about the experience she had in Bermuda. Sandra was eager to share her experiences, but she wanted Aaron to help her. Those discussions would begin as they stood in the lobby of the resort. Sandra said to Aaron,
"Aaron, as I said when we boarded the shuttle, it's so nice seeing you again."
"Same here, Sandra. I've been thinking about you a lot ever since you left here."
"I've been thinking of you a lot too, Aaron. Now come on over here and tell Maggie what it means to absorb everything that Bermuda has to offer. When I was here last, I had the chance to escape the city environment back in Detroit and appreciate nature a lot more. And believe me, I really needed it, Aaron. When you consider how sick I was and the injuries I received from my car accident."
"You know how well I remember Sandra."
"I know you do, Aaron. Anyway, Maggie can tell you more about the accident and my illness when you talk to her about this place. And I'm glad to do that, Aaron, to talk to you about what Sandra has gone through. And it's been a lot."
"Oh, thank you, Maggie. I look forward to that."
Sandra was intent on having Maggie receive information about this tropical paradise firsthand from Aaron. She continued to encourage her.
"Go ahead, Aaron. Tell Maggie some of the things you know about Bermuda."
Okay, Sandra, I will. But I'm going to talk to Maggie first thing in the morning before breakfast about the details of this place, including your experience here. That's when we can have some quality time together and I can give her more of the details. I'm going to give all of you a chance to unpack, get ready for your stay here. But I'm so glad all of you are here. I'm really looking forward to the next few days. It should be a lot of fun."
"That's fine, Aaron. And I'm good with talking more detail with you tomorrow morning, Sandra." "Okay, Maggie. And that sounds good, Aaron. I want Maggie to get as much detail as she can from you. And yeah, I'm sure we will all have fun. And I'll tell you, if it's anything like it was when I was last here, everybody will have only good things to take back home to tell everybody. I just want my friend Maggie to hear about this place firsthand from you."
"And she will, Sandra. Now, before you go and start unpacking, could you help me prepare food for everyone? And Maggie, can you join in too? Is that okay, Maggie?"
"Sure, I'll help you, Aaron. What can I say? You're hosting us. And I'm sure you'll be a very good host. But yeah, I'll help you with anything you need. And you know I'll help you with anything you need, Aaron."
"That's what I'm talking about. Having two good people helping me. I thank both of you so much. And Maggie, I thank you especially for your help because this is your first time here. But don't worry. I won't work you too hard. And besides, I'm sure you'll learn some great dishes you can take back home. But after we talk tomorrow morning, I'll mainly fill you in about a lot of details concerning this place. I think you'll be surprised.
Now, wait a minute, Aaron. I want to know some of those things, too, just in case you didn't tell me everything when I was last here. Don't leave me out.
Well, Sandra, you certainly won't be left out. You'll be with us, so you get the same information that I'll give Maggie. But remember, you already know a lot of what I'm going to say because you've been here before. Anyway, whether you're with us or not, I'm sure Maggie will fill you in about everything you may miss. Remember how you informed Maggie's mother, Mency, about your stay here when you return home? And I'm sure Mency relayed much of the same information to you, didn't she, Maggie?
It sure did, Aaron. Now your girl Sandra here told me some things. But I got a lot of information about her experience here from my mother. I mean, at one time she was at my parents' house more than I was. Aaron, Maggie's right. I did tell Mency a lot about what I experienced here. And then she told Maggie. But I'm telling you, this was such a lovely place. I considered Mency and her late husband, Matthew, my surrogate parents. Heck, you might even call them my real parents. I mean, I stayed over to their house enough. Probably more so than their daughter, Maggie, here at one time.
Oh, my, Sandra, you were close to Maggie's parents, weren't you? And if you don't mind me asking this question, why weren't you at your parents' house more often at that time, Maggie?
Well, we don't want to get into that, Aaron. And let's change the subject and talk about something more positive. I agree, Maggie. But Aaron, I'll tell you, I really cherish those days. And I still miss Mency so much. And that goes for her husband, too. Sorry, you all. There I go, getting all emotional.
Don't worry about that, Sandra. You've been through a lot. And I know you have too, Maggie. I mean, both of you have been so emotional when you talk about your past.
It is emotional, Aaron. Just standing here listening to Sandra talk about how she helped my mother. Well, it's quite emotional for me, too. And I do miss my mom as well as my father.
I know that you've been through a lot, Maggie, since your mother's gone. Now I guess you're the matriarch of this group, Maggie, and...
Before Aaron could finish, Maggie interrupted her and said...
Okay, Aaron, yeah, I've been through a lot, I'll admit that, and I certainly miss my mother. But don't call me a matriarch. That sounds kind of old.
To brighten up the mood, Maggie then quickly added...
Oh, I'm sorry, Aaron. And you too, Sandra. I mean, whenever I think about my mother, it just brings chills all over my body. She was just a wonderful lady, as you well know, Sandra. I do, Maggie. Now, if we're not careful, we'll have everyone crying here. Well, we certainly don't want to do that, do we? Now, come on, everybody. Is this a pity party or something? Let's brighten up. You know, Aaron, I'm looking forward to all this resort has to offer over the next few days. And if you're right, Sandra has told me a lot already from the time she was here. But I'll tell you, it's nothing like being here in person, like you were, Sandra. Hopefully we can all take advantage of some of the experiences you've had here, Aaron, as well as your brief stay here, Sandra. Yeah, the more I think about it, the more I believe that all of us can take advantage of both your knowledge of this place.
Sandra responded.
Yeah, Maggie, but it's not me that you'll be learning about from you the most from. That will come from Aaron, who has lived here for a while. Yeah. That's what I just said, Sandra.
Sensing that the discussion between Maggie and Sandra was getting more heated than it should be, Aaron said.
Okay, everybody, we're going to have some fun for the next few days. Right, Sandra?
Yes, Aaron.
And how about you, Maggie?
Yes, Aaron. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. Let's have some fun.
In hopes of trying to patch things up, Fred said, Oh, don't worry about it. I just pray that all of us get something from being here. Let's take another break and we'll be right back. ¶¶ Welcome back. Erin, who heard all the emotion that both Maggie and her friend Sandra had about the physical setting of the island, as well as their past, looked forward to providing whatever knowledge of Bermuda she had to her guests over the next several days. After just a little while in the kitchen, Erin returned to the lobby where she had spoken to Maggie and Sandra earlier. She said, addressing them both,
"Hey, Sandra, I'll be getting together with everyone and giving you information about Bermuda, but you are familiar with Bermuda too, having been there before. I want you to make sure that Maggie and all her friends have the time of their lives while they're here."
"I'll do my best, Erin."
"All right now."
After Erin made the agreement with Sandra, she noticed some people in the group with whom she had not spoken, and she asked,
"And who is this nice-looking couple here?"
She looked directly at Gates and Courtney. Gates said,
"Hello, Erin. This is my wife, Courtney, and I'm Gates."
Then Courtney offered her greetings.
"Hello, Erin. Nice to meet you. We've heard a lot about you and the place you have here on the island, and it's all been good. And by the way, we're the couple that greeted you when we got on the shuttle. But like I said, we've heard a lot of good things about you."
"Well, that's good to know,"
Erin replied. Then Gates continued,
"Bermuda is all I thought it would be, at least from what I've been able to research. And believe me, I did a lot of research on the place. And I'm impressed. Having finally arrived, I'm impressed with what I'm seeing so far."
"Well, Gates, and you too, Courtney, you're in for some big surprises, some pleasant surprises, I might add."
I love surprises, Gates. Yeah, and I'll be looking for those surprises, Erin."
Courtney commented on Erin's response to her husband. After Courtney's comment, Erin made her way around to see all of Maggie's friends. She finally came to Wynn and his mother, Katie.
"And who do we have here?"
"I'm Katie, and this is my son, Wynn. And it's so nice to meet you. We're looking forward to being here over the next few days."
"Great to have you both here. I know it will be only 4 days, actually only 3 days, since you're scheduled to leave on the 4th. But we're going to make the most of it, I'm sure."
Erin returned her attention to Maggie and said,
"You know, you have a nice group here."
"Well, Erin, we do owe a lot to Gates over there. He's the reason we're all here, because of a promotion from his company. And speaking of being nice, I guess most of us are okay."
"Thank you, Maggie, for the compliment,"
Katie replied to what Maggie had said.
"Yeah, Gates, we're fortunate that you made all this possible."
"And thank you, Katie."
"Well, we're all here because of you, Gates."
"Don't mention it. I'm happy to serve."
"By the way, Maggie, why don't you tell everybody what Wynn told me about this couple who'd like to join us?"
"All right, Katie. I'll do that. But yeah, you're right. Gates is the reason why we're all here. But you wanted me to talk about the couple that wants to join us. Yeah, it was pretty exciting the way you described it to me, Katie. Anyway, Erin, there's this couple who came down with us on the cruise, and they made reservations to stay at a cheap hotel near downtown Bermuda. But anyway, Wynn met this girl, who is the daughter of this couple I'm talking about, and he took it upon himself to invite them all to be with us over here at the resort. By the way, Wynn's new friend's name is Jeannie."
"Maggie told me about her, Erin, and she seems to like her a lot."
"I see, Courtney."
"Yeah, Courtney, I did tell you that. She seems to be a nice girl, and I'm glad you see that, Erin. That Jeannie is a nice girl. But anyway, as I was saying, I know it may be complicated for you, Erin, but you'll get a chance to talk to Wynn and his friend Jeannie about it. And I would really like you to meet Jeannie's parents. Well, it's actually her mother, Sherry, and Sherry's friend, David. I think it'd be good to have Jeannie and her folks join us. I hope that's okay with you. I think you'll like them once you get to know the couple and their daughter. From what I understand, they would rather be here at the resort than in the room they reserved at this hotel downtown. Now, how did I do with that description, Katie?"
That was perfect, Maggie. I couldn't have said it any better.
Why, thank you, Katie. So, what you think, Aaron?
It sounds good to me, Maggie. I think that would be great. I'm looking forward to meeting this couple you're talking about and their daughter, too. Believe me, it's good to have another couple join us. As they say, the more the merrier. I'm sure they'll be fine. But you are right, Maggie. I guess the more people you have, the more complicated it might be because people are so different with different personalities and all, as I mentioned. But I think it should be interesting. Anyway, I'm looking forward to meeting them and there's plenty of room here at the resort. And I'll be more than happy to accommodate them. I guess Wynn can tell them that. They will love to have them. And thank you, Maggie, for giving that information.
No, thank you, Aaron, for agreeing to have them here with us at your resort.
No problem with them being here. Yeah, Maggie, staying downtown is no place for tourists. Not only is there nothing down there to speak of, at least for a tourist, but it's so much better to be here on the beach. They'll see Jeannie Fox, I mean, and Jeannie herself. And I'll tell you another thing, it's a lot safer here too.
Let's take another break. We'll be right back to finish the story and close the show. Welcome back. Aaron continued to be hopeful that Jeannie's folks would agree to come join them when she said to her friend,
"Well, Maggie, I hope that Jeannie, her mother, and her mother's friend decide to come with us. Like I said, the more the merrier."
Maggie, as well as Katie and Wynn, who were standing at a distance talking to each other, were encouraged by what Aaron had said. Soon after those discussions, Katie said to her son, Wynn,
"Wynn, it looks like Jeannie's folks will have an opportunity to join us. Aaron, the manager of the resort, seems receptive to the idea."
"That's really great, Mom," Katie replied.
"I'm glad you're excited, son. Ever since you met their daughter, it seems you're looking forward to them agreeing to be with us here at the resort. And it'd be a lot better for them to be here than at a crummy hotel."
"Yes, Mom. I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to be with her. Jeannie, I mean. And I hope her folks will fit in with us, too. I'll be sure to call Jeannie to let her know that all of them are welcomed here."
"You do that, Wynn. Call Jeannie and let her know that we're all looking forward to seeing them. I just hope they'll agree to come."
Aaron said to everybody assembled there more directly,
"Well, I think things are pretty much set for us to have a grand weekend. Listen, everyone, dinner will be served tonight in the main dining area. It's not the most sophisticated place for dining that we have, but it will serve its purpose. And that purpose is to have all the food you can eat. After that, everyone can come to a large lounging area to talk and relax."
To Wynn in particular, Aaron added,
"And Wynn, make sure you tell this to your friend Jeannie so that she can inform her folks about what I said. We are all looking forward to meeting them."
Wynn nodded to confirm what his mother had told him already. Aaron then shouted to the rest of the group,
"Now is everybody ready to have a good time? Hear the rest of the week."
Maggie spoke up in response.
"That sounds great, Aaron. We do plan to have a good time. Praise the Lord, can't wait. And I'm sure everyone here feels the same way."
It was the first day of Maggie's group's being at Aaron's resort. Now that the proposition of inviting another family to the festivities was complete, only Jeannie's folks needed to agree with the idea. Everyone was looking forward to the first night in Bermuda. Stay tuned. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say and would like you to remember, whatever you may be going through, whether good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.